Welcome to the AI in Action podcast, the show where we break down the hype and highlight the practical benefits of data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence on our everyday lives. To subscribe to the podcast, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and any Android podcast of choice. Today's guest of the show is Paul Sweeney. Paul is the EVP of Product at Webio. In today's episode, Paul will tell us about his background in the tech industry, how Webio's conversational messaging enables clients to build direct relationships with their customers, and how hospitality companies could benefit to bring guests a more personalized experience. Later in the show, Paul will discuss what people can expect from this year's ConverCon event and talk about his thoughts on where AI is heading in the near future. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me on.
Paul, tell us a little bit about your background before you actually joined Webio.
So I guess I'm working in technology more or less since 1999 and started out in telcos, got into the internet, then got into internet-based services, fell in love with the whole startup area. So worked with a bunch of startups and then decided I'd like to get into a startup. So between one thing or another, I've been working with or in startups since 2000, more or less.
So for those that don't know, what does Webio do and what solution is it providing to customers?
Well, we're in this whole area of conversational interfaces. So it's about turning messaging at the moment into conversational messaging. So that's interacting with companies over WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, Viber, these messaging clients, and then also over the other channels, like it could be email, it could be SMS, and then into the future interfaces like Alexa, Google Assistant. And so this is the next generation of interfaces and channels, and we're the conversational middleware that enables you as a business to interact over all those platforms in a consistent way and to have what we call stateful conversations.
So could you tell us a little bit what kind of stateful conversations are and a kind of benefit to a user might have that they haven't used your product before?
One of the things we've discovered, we did Ireland's first hotel integration with Kingsley Hotel down in Cork, where you can find a room, book a room, pay for a room. And to do that, you need to be able to integrate with Messenger, you need to be able to integrate with the booking platform, you need to be able to integrate with Stripe, the payments platform. And that's just a simple, hey, find me a room, book a room. Now, the thing with companies like the travel and the hospitality businesses is they need to rebuild their digital relationships with their customers. And they do that by being direct with their customers. So if they can advertise on Facebook and bring somebody into a conversation in Facebook Messenger, they are now in direct conversation with that person, and they're now building up an identity and an idea of who they are, what they're interested in. And so you're building that data. Now, when you get to the location, the hotel in this case, you might be able to search for, like, on your Messenger in the same conversation, say, hey, you know, is there anything to eat here? What's the sauna like? Is there a tee off time tomorrow that I can book? So you're asking and being prompted in that conversation to interact with the hotel more, to build better relationships with the hotel. And it seems weird, but I mean, I stayed in a hotel, I've been up and down the Dublin for years, and I was staying in one particular hotel all the time, creature habit. I never went to their pool, I never went to the gym, I just had a routine. And one day I was bumped out of that routine and I went to the pool, and it was amazing. And I went, this pool has been here for 7 years. And I never use it. And the gym, I never use it. I could have just brought up a pair of sneakers and I would have been ready to use this gym. They had everything I needed. So I think these technologies give the hotels and the hospitality companies, as an example, a way to build direct relationships with their customers, expose more of their services to those customers, and build new types of
relationships. So it's a really natural, intuitive momentum for customers. It's proactive, it's kind of helping people on a journey, it's just better customer service, the user experience is better.
Absolutely, but you know, everyone can relate to a hotel. Everyone stayed in a hotel more or less. And I can guarantee you, being in a hotel, and nowadays, you do not turn on the TV, you just don't bother. You don't even bother finding that. Your biggest problem is, how does this shower work, right? You don't mess around with the lining, you barely interact with your room. So I think if you're able to say things like, hey, we won't say the name of the device, but we'll say, hey, personal assistant, if you could turn the lights to half, if you could turn on the spotlight by the door, or can you lock the door? Can you turn on Netflix or turn my Netflix account on so that it shows on this screen? Then you're now kind of building the relationship again. And there's no point, like I literally have not turned on a TV, have not turned on a radio, have not turned on any device that the hotel has. I have my iPad or my laptop, that's it.
And the nice thing is that you're also taking in the context. So you're coming in and it's like, I'm halfway through that Netflix miniseries that I want to do. You pick straight back up and suddenly you're not in this kind of clinical room that you just don't know how to integrate with. Yeah. Suddenly you feel like you're more at home, you're more relaxed, you're more at ease. Yeah. Suddenly it's not a chore as much. Suddenly you can actually then look at FaceTime with your kids or whatever it might be, and you feel a little bit more.
Imagine if you did all that and the hotel kind of knew what your settings were eventually. Like, it knew that you liked Netflix. It knew that you liked your lights at a certain height. It knew, like, if it just knew that, and then when you came to your room, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's like any of the really good hotels I stayed with over the years, they always remembered the little small things that I liked when I was traveling there. Like, they might leave something for food before I go away, or might actually have like a certain type of pillow or your favorite paper, and these kind of personal touches that people did, and these can be automated, and it can just leave for a better experience. Tell me a little bit about the challenges that you need to overcome to create that experience, because voice, when we look at it, I think it's 1.8 billion users by 2020, it's quoted, so many different things are moving that way.
Well, so I think it's like you were saying earlier about every technology is a hype cycle. So I think we're in the middle of the hype cycle for this. Yes, the technology is now being, it's the most important thing, we've access. So we can all now go on Facebook Messenger, very soon we'll be able to go on WhatsApp, and we're able to address these businesses. Now the businesses can't react. They really just are not connected in the way that they can react properly. It's not connected to their systems. The conversation structures that we have, so if it takes 7 iterations or turns in a conversation to get an outcome, and it takes 3 clicks in an app, you know what, you're going to use the app. So the conversations have to become smarter and more intuitive and more being able to handle compound phrases better. So I think that that's a challenge, is the hype cycle itself sets the expectations of people so high. And what we found is companies that just take little bits, like take the front bits of the conversation, who you are, what are you contacting us for, is it about this thing, okay, let's pass that over to an agent now, they deal with the other bits, and then hand it off maybe to another bot to maybe close out the conversation, maybe gather some delivery details or something like that. So it's this blend between humans and automations, making that blend work well together. And over time, you build up a repertoire of interactions that allow you to do things more fluently. And what you'll find is, I think, is that you'll just end up communicating more with your customers, or in a more precise way with them, but you actually won't end up not having customer service. You'll just have a different type of customer service. Yeah.
Tell us a little about ConvertCon, and because it's coming up now, which you're going to have some fantastic speakers happening in September. Tell us a little about the idea, firstly, on setting it up last year, and the kind of your goal for what people can kind of gain from it.
We couldn't afford to go and do all these conferences in San Francisco and the other side of the world, and there was a couple of them happening in the States. And we said, look, we could set up our own conference. And well, we're not going to be like one of the big conferences, so what we'll do is we'll focus in on what is it that Dublin has that's really kind of unique. And what was unique was we had all the major platform companies here. So we had Google, we had Facebook, we have Oracle, we have Twitter, you name them, they're here. And Dublin's a very small town. So you can get the companies in one room, you can get digital agencies in one room, you can get software vendors like Webio as well in the room, you can get customers like Bank of Ireland or AIB or Ryanair, get them in a room, keep it to 140 people, and facilitate conversations across the industry where you can share what's working, what isn't working, what needs to work in the future, and make Dublin a hub of conversations. So We flew with that last year and we were very fortunate. We had an amazing event. It went exactly as well as you could have hoped. And so we were, I was having the pre-conversations around what the topics should be for this year. And Microsoft stepped in and said, look, this sounds great. It's exactly the kind of thing that we want to be involved with. And so they offered to host the whole thing. And we went, well, that's great. It's going to make the organization of this a little bit easier. And so we're now kind of actively reaching out to the community. We have, I mean, amazing speakers, like Microsoft's head of conversational technologies coming over to talk about the ecosystem for this stuff. We have the lead designer for Fjord Accenture talking about putting friction into conversations as a design. We have the Google guys coming over from London. We've got the Intercom guys talking about their conversational platform. So I think if you check out convercon.ie, you'll see the agenda and the speakers outline. It is only 140 people. So if you're interested in the area, this is where you'll meet your tribe, so to speak. We want genuine conversations, so there's no sales, no kind of stands selling you stuff, etc. It is you're in the room, talk to the people in the room. We may not even have social media yet, we don't know. The important thing is that you're in the room, you meet people, and you develop relationships that hopefully will see you through the next couple of years and give you the contacts.
Yeah, because as you said, you've got Voices, you've got Soapbox Labs. Those two companies, for me, are just doing some fantastic stuff, just to say the least. I recently interviewed John from Voices, and the stuff that they were doing blew me away. Genuinely did, and Patricia, the stuff that they were doing in Soapbox as well. It's just fantastic. So to have that many of great people, and guys from Intercom, Google, you've also got people from Massimo from doing Amazon Alexa.
And we've got Edge Tier as well. I really like this bit. We've Edge Tier, and we have Webio talking about how they've stepped into AI. So, like, you know, companies will be going, well, you know, AI is obviously very important, but how do I get started? Like, is it too big for me to do?
Yeah.
It's like, no, actually, you can take little.
And Edge Tier is a great example. Yeah. Bart setting up their product, Arter, as well, using some of it. I got to see Lockdown was brilliant. Really, really great.
Simple stuff, right? Well. And impactful.
Where do you see the future kind of playing out in the next kind of year, 2 years? I'd hazard to say 5 years, but I'm coming like 1 to 2 years at this moment.
Well, I do a view on this, but it's an uninformed view, right? So this is my personal opinion, and I won't take it as gospel. But look, I think that this stuff is going to become. I love analogies, and it was like what's a telephone for, right? You can use it to chat, you can use it to call someone, you can use it to do a complaint or a customer line, and you can do, you know, so what's a telephone for, right? That's the kind of question we're at with what's AI for. And so we take the view that be very specific in your context that you're developing your AI in, and know what you want to use it for. And it's not going to do everything, and nor should it. You may have, I think, an ecosystem of AIs working in your product, and all of them are doing slightly different things, and they may or may not interact with each other, but I think it's a much more useful concept to start thinking of them as an ecosystem of AIs, and not one giant one that's ultimately going to become an AI API, and that people just address it and it does amazing magic things. And I just think it's much more useful metaphor to think of it as a from an ecosystem's point of view, from an ecological perspective. It just means that you have a constantly evolving set of AIs, and they live in some sort of a boundary that you call the organization. And even that will, I'm sure, will cross organizations as well.
And just last question, do you see any particular industries being impacted or disrupted more than others? Logistics, drug discovery?
Well, I think what you're seeing is anything, like, this is going to seem like truisms now, but like everything to do with moving atoms, right? So like moving product, moving people, moving things, we can all be optimized. And we just didn't have enough data points to be able to do more with it. And now we do. So like more, but that's going to disappear. Like it'll just be, you call a thing and it arrives. And then you stop thinking about it. It becomes like infrastructure, and we don't think about it too much. So that's obvious. I think retail, it's going to be, you won't see it again. It'll be like, oh, that's the thing. I've got it. It's like big deal. I found the item I wanted. But finding the item you want much, much, much less time, and having it the exact item that you were looking for. That's how it'll show up. So again, it'll just disappear. It's just like, oh, better search and selection of product. So I think we won't be pointing at AI, we'll just be experiencing it.
The new electricity. Yep. Paul Sweeney, EVP at Webio, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of AI in Action. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to stay updated with all the latest podcasts, then please head over to the website aiinaction.ie and subscribe to the newsletter to get the podcast delivered straight to your inbox. Finally, I'd like to take the time to let you know about the AI Awards. We're now looking for applications from academia and industry professionals to apply. Set up in 2018, the AI Awards are a not-for-profit business, community-led initiative that was set up to celebrate the best in artificial intelligence and data science in Ireland. Our focus is to support the AI community by recognising the hard work and dedication of those working in the field of AI, data science, and machine learning. We see this as a fantastic opportunity to showcase your work and skills to the AI community on the island of Ireland, and also help raise the profile of Ireland as a destination for AI investment. Winning an award brings industry-wide recognition, raises your company profile, and increases awareness of your brand and product. Applications take only a couple of minutes, so go ahead, apply today at www.aiawards.ie. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again next week.